下晚安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
时间很快啊，已经是最后一页了哈。
This is our last session.
这一次讲习会的最后一页了。这是讲习会的最后一页哈。
This is the last day of this seminar.
应该这样子两个礼拜上下来，应该不会虚空了哈。
So I hope that you do not feel all these lessons are in vain.
至少我们慢慢发现到哈，所罗门王，他勉励我们要把握活着的时候。
Because King Solomon teaches us to grab hold of the chance while we're still alive.
追求真正有意义的事情。
And to pursue what is truly meaningful.
才不会虚空的过一生。
So that we will not live in vain.
我们今天继续从第十章。
So tonight we'll continue chapter 10.
传道书第十章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 12.
十二节开始提到说话的智慧。
Here talk about words from a wise man.
最近这几章从八九十一直在从智慧的角度来看人生。
From chapter 8 onwards, King Solomon looks at life from a perspective of wisdom.
那在十章十二节这边他提到智慧人的口说出恩言。愚昧人的嘴吞灭自己有智慧的人就要在言语上能够表现出来。
Verse 12 records that a wise man will speak gracious words.
我们不是说我很有智慧，可是呢，我却常常就是去说人家的不好。
If you claim that you have wisdom, but you always gossip about others.
那你说的话不能够使人得到造就啊。
And your words are not edifying to others.
那这不就不是一个智慧人的表现。
Then you are not a truly wise person.
我们信耶稣的人也是一样。
We who believe in Jesus are the same.
我们敬畏神已经有了属灵的智慧。
We fear God and we have this spiritual wisdom.
所以像保罗所勉励我们的。
Just like Paul has encouraged us.
在以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。二十九节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29.
四章二十九节。
Chapter 4 verse 29.
这边说污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。那在第五章的第三节
Chapter 5 verse
3. 就提到说淫乱污秽贪婪在我们当中都不可以去提到这些事情。
Therefore, immorality of or any kind of impurity should not be present in front of God.
那五章的四节又说，淫词妄语、嬉笑的话都不相宜
Verse 4, foolish talk or coarse language are not suitable.
总要说感谢的话。
But rather thanksgiving.
所以从我们的言语上面也可以去见证我们是属耶稣的人。
So from our speech, we can also testify for Lord.
所以我们要求主耶稣让我们有这种智慧。
That's why we have to ask for this kind of wisdom.
四章二十九节说，随时说造就人的好话。
Chapter 4 verse 29 told us to speak words that are edifying all the time.
就是看事情我们去思想怎么样说能够造就人。
That is, we should always observe what is edifying to others.
有时候我们说当面的责备胜过背地的爱情啊。
Sometimes we say that it's better to rebuke than to have love that is not true.
可是这个也要看我们跟这个人我们的这个认识程度怎么样啊。
However, we also have to see how close we are with this person.
还是我们了解他，我要怎么责备他，他怎么能够接受呢？
Or how we should rebuke him so that he can accept it.
有时候我们说，我们就是我按照圣经我当面说责备的话，奇怪，你要怎么大家都不听话，讨厌我，为什么这样子？
So sometimes you may feel that you rebuked people from the Bible, but they cannot accept it.
圣经是给我们原则，那我们从各个经节去融会贯通。
The Bible is only a principle, but you should know how to use the words wisely.
So
so that the words you speak can edify others.
一件事实啊，啊，我们说出来，有的人，哎，他说得很婉转，人家能够接受。
Some people they know how to speak smoothly so that people can accept him.
啊，有时候，哎，一下子这样讲出来，人家，啊，不是愿意那么高兴接受啊。
But sometimes if you are too straightforward, others might not be able to take it.
啊，就像我注目的教会，我碰过哈一个。在青年班里面呢，哈，哎，碰到一个青年，他看到一个姐妹的长相，哈，就直接就这样反映出来。
Just like the church where I minister, there's a youth who, paid some compliments about sister's appearance.
那个时候我当个教会，啊，那个姐妹啊的长相算是比较奇怪了，哈。
And the sister was a bit weird in his dressing.
好，我们。也不是 dressing， 他的相貌哈，我们人有一种就是好像都没有颜色，头发、皮肤哈都是眉毛都是白的那种，啊。
Her eyebrows are white。
啊，都是白的啊，华文叫白子，英文叫什么
？Albino。
你像蛇会有完全白的蛇有没有？狮子会有那完全白色的狮子哈，哎，像人也有啊，全部都是白的这样子。
So she has albino.
嗨，好了，那因为这样子哈，结果有点自卑啊，因为在这个学校也好，在这个啊，他社区里面，哎，人家看到，哎，这个女孩子长得怎么奇怪啊，不一样。
So people might make fun of her because she looks strange.
好，那教会的老师呢，用很多的心情去访问她，鼓励她，好不容易她愿意来参加青年班了。
So people from church have encouraged her so that she's willing to come to church.
啊。结果呢，一来到青年班哦，那另一个弟兄看到他就说：“啊，好好笑！你怎么长得这样子？好好笑、哦。”
But when a brother saw her, he made fun of her.
嗯，结果他也不来了。
So she did not dare to come anymore.
啊、哦，哎，所以我们有时候哎，话要想一下再讲出来。
So sometimes we should think before we speak.
啊、哦，比如说我们哦，看到一个人长得胖胖的，啊，怎么这么胖？好像猪哦。
So sometimes when we see a plump person, we might say that you look like a pig.
Hey, 你说我是说事实啊，对不对？事实他都很像，很胖的，像猪一样啊。
So you might feel that you're stating a fact that、哦、he looks like a pig.
Hey, 可是啊、哦，人家是不愿意说，哎，啊，你又笑我胖，又把我形容像猪一样，这个人家都不高兴啊。
But you might have insulted the person, and he might not feel good about it.
哦，所以我们要智慧，这个事实。我要怎么描述出来
？So we should be careful when we are trying to state the facts.
啊，有一次我去我姑妈的家里。
Once I visited my aunt.
那个时候我大概读高中，快到这好像刚上大学那个时候了哈。
At that time I was
将近二十年前哦。
It was 20 years ago, and I was in college.
那我去那边，我那时候我的一个表妹，她刚好上高中哈。
And I had a cousin who was in high school.
嘿，结果那天假期啊，他跟他同学就约了哈，要去啊，要去这个一个 mall 那边哈，去逛逛。
So it was during the holidays, and they were planning to go to a mall for shopping.
啊，平常哦都是穿学校制服啊，那一天特别就是穿了一件洋装打扮一下。
So she put on a dress and put on some makeup.
嘿，哦，那我就在那边看啊。这妹妹长大的蛮漂亮的。
So I was looking at her, and I realized that she was pretty.
哎，哦，小时候都说黄毛丫头，因为现在长大了，看起来蛮漂亮的。
So I used to laugh at her when she was young, but now she's grown up and is quite beautiful.
所以我就从头把她看到脚，看了一下啊，怎么脚上哦，身上穿着洋装很漂亮，脚上怎么穿了一双白布鞋呢
？Even though she put on a beautiful dress, she was wearing some sneakers.
嗯，这样看起来好像不太搭配嘛，哦。
So it did not match with her dress.
哦，我就当场就说啊，你怎么穿这个鞋子好，好难看哦。
So I told her that her shoes were ugly.
哦，结果她也没有讲什么，就我都看她赶快去换一双鞋子，就跑出去了。
So she quickly changed her shoes and went out.
啊，那个时候我祖母有在那边。
So at that time, my grandma was there.
那她就跟我讲说。哎呦，你这个哥哥怎么这样子，都不懂人家女孩子的心。
So she told me that I did not understand my cousin's heart.
嗯，啊你要讲人家，你先赞美一下，然后再建议他说， 那个鞋子这样搭配不好看嘛。
If I wanted to give her some suggestion, I should give her compliments first.
哦，但以前那时候我是想说，那我有什么不对？我是讲事实啊，真的这样配起来我觉得不好看呐、啊。
So at that time, I thought that I was telling the truth.
哎，那后来慢慢的自理这样。慢慢啊，年纪比较长大，后来也就体验一些事情了
哦。But slowly, when I grew up and I had a lot of experience.
啊，那圣经也教导我们要随时说造就人的好话嘛。
And the Bible also tells us to speak words that are edifying.
哦，那后来我结婚啦。
So when I got married.
哎，那有一次我看到我太太在改衣服。
Once I saw my wife doing some sewing work.
她以前怀孕的时候哈，她穿的那个孕妇装。
So the clothes that she wore for her when she was pregnant.
啊，孕妇装都比较宽宽大大的嘛哈。
They are quite big in size.
那就只有怀孕那几个月穿而已，其那时候就不能穿了。
So she could only wear them when she was pregnant.
啊，那就很可惜呀，她就自己改哦。
So she was trying to change the size of the clothes.
哦，那改完之后我就看她穿着在镜子面前这样照来照去。
So she was putting on the dress and posing in front of the mirror.
哦，那我在那边看啊。
And I was looking at her.
嘿，看了一看，嘿，她只注意到前面，没注意到后面。
So she only paid attention to the front and not the back of the dress.
因为装前面因为肚子大嘛，所以前面就凸凸的嘛，对不对？
It was quite big in size, the dress.
啊，所以他把前面那个比较多的部分剪掉，然后怎么样裁弄得比较平了，比较适合现在的腰围
So she changed the size so that it could fit her.
结果忘记后面后面就翘起来了。
But she forgot about the back and it looked weird.
啊，就看起来好像屁股很大。
And it looks that she has big butts.
嘿，我在看旁边一直想笑，我就想一想，很想告诉她。
So I thought it looked funny, and I wanted to tell her.
Hey, 可是忽然一想啊，想到我以前我讲我表妹的事情，我想一想，
But I remember the mistake I made with my cousin.
啊，我想我太太花了这么多心思改，我现在直接给她讲下去的话，可能她心里很不高兴啊。
So if I say the wrong words, she might be upset.
啊，我就跟她讲说，哎呀，你好棒哦，我自己改衣服。
So.I compliment her that she was smart to change the size of the clothes.
看你照了那么久，你不转过来照照看啊。
And I suggested that she look at the back of the dress.
哇，就是这样转过来看。哎呦，后面怎么这样子？
And she realized the mistake she has made.
她自己发现了，她自己就去改正了。
So she corrected it herself.
所以一件事情，你看你怎么讲啊。
So it all depends how you put the words.
所以求神让我们能够有这种智慧看事情说出造就人的好话。
So we should ask God to give us this kind of wisdom so that we can speak edifying words.
让听见的人能够得到益处。
So that those who heard them can be encouraged.
这件事情实在也不简单了
So it's not easy to speak wise words.
不过我们如果能够这样做的话，圣经形容这个非常好啊。
But if we can do so, it's really good.
我们看箴言二十五章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 25.
箴言二十五章。
Proverbs 25.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节，一句话说的何宜，就如金苹果在银网子里。这边形容一句话说的很好，何宜，是非常的美丽。
A word aptly spoken is really beautiful.
而且非常有价值。
And it's valuable.
金苹果跟银网子都是有价值的东西啊。
A gold apple and a setting of silver, they are valuable things.
那这两个东西放在一起又非常漂亮。
So if you put them together, they're very beautiful.
我们如果经过卖珠宝的店，你去看一看
If you go to a jewelry store,
你去看那个金色跟银色配在一起的东西，奇怪嘞，很漂亮。
And if you see something mixed of gold and silver, it looks really nice.
如果单是金色，单是银色，有时候会看起来，我们说太俗气了。
If it's plain gold or plain silver, it looks boring.
可是呢，这两个颜色一放在一起的时候，很奇妙，就变得很漂亮。
But if you put them together, it looks quite nice.
我们的手表有没有人 一边金的一边银的那个颜色、啊、有没有
？Sometimes the watch has stripes of gold and silver.
哎，有 ，Paul 是这样子、啊，拿起来我们看一下好吗？嗯，哦、太暗了、哦，等一下下课去看看哦。那个颜色这样搭配是不是很漂亮？
It's a good combination of color.
啊、哦，所以一句话说的何以啊、哦？圣经说又漂亮又有价值。
So a word aptly spoken is beautiful and valuable.
啊、哦，所以我们啊、哦，你看那个所罗门也是说智慧人的话啊、哦，哎，好像恩言一样。
So that is why words from a wise person is gracious.
啊、哦，那我们看回来传道书第十章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
第十章十二节后面说，愚昧人的嘴吞灭自己啊。
Verse 12, but a fool is consumed by his own lips.
啊，这个愚昧人不一定就是说啊，他很笨啊，他不会说话。
A foolish person does not mean that he's really foolish.
啊，他就是不懂得我们说不懂得说话的艺术。
But rather, he does not know how to speak with skill.
啊，我曾经讲过那个四世纪里面以法莲人哈啊，他们就是这样子。
The Ephraimites in the Book of Judges, they are just like this.
啊，在志日记的第八章。
In Judges chapter 8.
第八章第一节到第三节。
Verse 1-3.
啊，这边啊记载基甸跟哈米甸率领以色列人去跟米甸人打仗。
It talks about Gideon fighting with the Midianites.
啊，结果打胜了、啊。
And when he won the war.
啊，以法莲人呢，那个时候没有出来帮忙。
The Ephraimites did not come out and help them.
哦，结果看到说，哦，以色列人打胜仗了。
So when he saw that the Israelites won the victory,
哦，他们才赶快哈、哦，赶快出来。
They quickly came out.
啊、哦，结果抓到米甸人两个首领。
And they captured the two leaders of the Midianites.
哦，结果这个时候他们就跟基甸吵了。
And they went to argue with Gideon.
哦，为什么打仗没有找我们出来
Why you did not invite us to join the war?
哦，你看基甸呢，他很有智慧啊，他的话哈、哦、就很委婉。
But Gideon was full of wisdom.
哎，基甸就趁这个机会哦，就赞美他们一下。对啦，你们功劳最好啦。
And he used this opportunity to compliment them.
哦，结果就哎化解了一场冲突。
And he reduced the argument.
啊、哦，可是到了四世纪十二章。
But in Judges chapter 12.
啊、哦，十二章一到六节。
Verse 1-6.
这边换一个耶和他当士师了。
Jephthah became the judge.
啊，这个耶和他啊，个性就不一样啊。
And his character was different.
啊，那他率领以色列人跟亚门人打仗。
He led the Israelites to fight with the Amorites.
啊，那以法莲人又没有来帮忙。
And the Ephraimites did not come and help them.
啊，他看到以色列人打胜了，那又出来跟耶和他吵。
So the Ephraimites once again came out and argued with Jephthah.、
哦、结果这一次他们没有抓到半个亚门人的首领。
However, they did not catch any Ammonites.
哎，哦、他怕别人责备他们。
But they were afraid that others might rebuke them.、
哎、又嫉妒人家去打仗打胜仗有东西可以分呢、啊。
And they were also jealous that others won the victory in the war.
哦，结果呢，用吵的方式啊、哦，那用责备对方的方式。
So they try to argue and rebuke.
哎，那说出恐吓的话。
And threaten them.
哎，啊，我用火烧你和你的房子。
I've used fire to burn your houses.
哎，结果就后来就应验了刚传道书所说的。
And this is the evidence of what was taught in the book of Ecclesiastes.
啊、哦，那传道书十章的十三节又这么讲啊。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 13 says
十三节哈提到说，愚昧人口中的言语起头是愚昧，他的话末尾是奸恶的狂妄。那、啊、你看以法莲人就是这样子。
And this is what a foolish person is like.
啊，那十四节提到愚昧人多有言语，人却不知道将来有什么事，他身后的事谁能告诉他呢？他没法预料说他这样讲出来会有什么结果。
So they did not consider the consequence of their words.
啊，那我们从以法莲人这个事情，两次都是他们先讲话。
So we can see that the Ephraimites they always speak quickly.
啊，他们自己啊、哦，自己理亏，哎，结果就先讲话。
And even though they fall short of others, but they still spoke first. 啊，
而且要、哦、先去骂别人，骂对方。
And they rebuke the others.
那你看第二次面对耶和华，他讲的话真的是尖恶又狂妄。
And they are arrogant and rude in their speech.
结果呢，这个耶和华他就不像基甸一样能够容忍他们。
So Jephthah was not like Gideon that endured them.
这个以法莲人自己就是因为这种个性、这种言语啊，自己遭受很大的灾害。
And the Ephraimites, because of their words, disaster were upon them.
他们自己就被杀掉42,000人。
They were killed about 42,000 people.
所以圣经里面，尤其是箴言啊，箴言也是所罗门一般也是说所罗门他所做的，他也是提到很多有关言语的道理。
Most of the Proverbs is also written by King Solomon, and he talks aboutwise words a lot of time.
像说箴言十章第八节。
Just like Proverbs chapter 10 verse 8.
箴言第十章第八节。
Proverbs 10 verse 8.
说心中智慧的必受命令，口里愚妄的必致倾倒。那我们再看14节。
Verse 14.
14节，智慧人积存知识，愚妄人的口数字败坏。还有19节。
19.
多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇是有智慧这些都是我们平常很熟悉的一些章节。
So these are the verses that we are familiar with.
我们再看13章。
Let's turn to chapter 13.
13章第三节。
13:3.
第三节，谨守口的得保生命，大张嘴的必致败亡这个都可以作为我们在灵修上一个很好的提醒。
So this is a good reminder for our spiritual cultivation.
我们看回来传道书第十章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
15节。
Verse 15.
15节说，凡愚昧人，他的劳碌使自己困乏，因为连进城的路他也不知道。这个是说，愚昧人，我们从前面看起来，他很会说话。
So, a fool is multiple in his words.
他说很多话。
He talks a lot.
可是他的劳碌使自己困乏。
But his work wearies him.
他光会说不会做。
Because he only knows how to speak, but he does not carry out action.
他根本他的行为跟他的讲的没有办法配合。
His action is not in accordance with his speech.
听他讲好像他什么都会，什么都懂。
So when he speaks, he seems to know a lot.
不是你叫他做过看做的什么都没有什么成就。
But he did not accomplish anything.
因为连进城的路他也不知道。
Because he does not know the way to town.
意思说他自作聪明了，不会按照那个规矩来。
That is, he is wise in his own eyes.
他自己认为自己很有智慧，很聪明人家进城的路明明就是这样走，他说我知道一条捷径了。
So he thinks that he knows the shortcut to the town.
结果没有按照人家走过的路，或是已经开好的路，他偏偏就是说我能够快点到乱跑一通，结果后来找不到路。
And he does not take the routes that people usually take, and in the end he was lost.
所以这个就是比喻勉励我们我们要规规矩矩的做人。
So this is trying to tell us that.We should do things in an orderly fashion.
我们是智慧人，我们也要能够循规蹈矩
We are wise people and
也要能够遵守规矩。
And we should do things in an orderly fashion.
这样子才不会变成愚昧人
So that we will not become foolish people.
那16节、17节。
Verse 16 and 17.
我们知道所罗门这个时候年纪很大了，他。教训他这些儿女这些臣仆。
King Solomon was advanced in age and he was trying to teach his children.
所以提到说邦国你们的王若是孩童，你们的群臣早晨宴乐，你就有祸啦那你们的王若是贵胄之子，你的群臣按时吃喝，为要补力不为酒醉，你就有福啦提到这个在位者的一个重要性。
So he's talking about the importance of the leader.
我们会有一个责任在身上我们就要有那种带领人的智慧。
We should feel the responsibility and have the wisdom to lead the people.
他这句话或许在提醒那个要接他做王的人那些在 在宫里面在服侍王的人要能够尽责任。
And he's trying to remember those, remind those who serve in the palace to fulfill their duty.
你现在得到这个职位，有这个权利啊。
Now that they have this authority and status.
好像你可以享受一下。
They think that they can enjoy themselves.
可是这个不是，就是让你只顾自己哇，在那边享乐宴乐用的。
But this authority is not for you to enjoy.
你要好好去想怎么治理这个国家。
But rather, how are you going to lead your people?
所以从另外一方面而言圣经有教导我们要为在位者祷告。
That is why the Bible tells us to pray for our leaders.
为他们祷告，让他们能够好好治理这个国家。
So that they will know how to manage the country.
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
提摩太前书二章一节。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 1。
这边说：“我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。”第二节。
Verse 2。
为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正、平安无事的度日。三节。
Verse 3。
这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。这边保罗要。我们能够为在位者祷告。
Here Paul wants us to pray for our leaders.
那因为这些治理国家的人，这些官员能够好好的尽他们的责任。
So that they can fulfill their duty.
那我们活在这个社会就会比较平安
So that we can have a peaceful life.
如果这个社会这个官员老是要贪污。
If the officials always receive bribes.